You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Kimberly Klaus, an advisory board chair at Covestor, an online asset management platform that enables investors to automatically replicate the trading strategies of emerging and nimble established investment managers. Kimberly, good morning and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So tell me, what is the most important financial planning tip for an entrepreneur?
The most important financial planning tip for an entrepreneur is the same in your personal life as well as your business life. Cash, cash, cash. You want to have 3 to 6 months of monthly expenses set aside in a checking or savings account. This is your just-in-case money. Just in case, you know, that client doesn't pay the bill on time, just in case, you want to have access to that.
That is very sound advice. In addition to the emergency fund, what other general financial advice do you have for the listener listening in here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network?
Well, you know, general advice, a few things. So one, even though you are living and breathing your company right now, even though you're living and breathing, you are a separate entity, right? And you should treat it as such, right? You are not your business. So pay yourself. Keep things separate. Have business accounts. Don't commingle your personal finances and your business finances. You really want to respect the entity, and there are a lot of legal reasons to do that, but it's also really important to protect your financial future.
And what else should entrepreneurs do to protect themselves? It's all about protection here, right?
Well, it's about protection. It's about protection in the short term because you want to make sure that, you know, business liabilities don't negatively impact your personal situation. So it's all about protection, and it's also about, you know, kind of giving yourself a break, right? It's okay to tread water on your personal financial situation for a couple of years while you're starting out, right? It's okay to do that. What makes me nervous as a financial advisor is when people go backwards. You know, when I hear about people, you know, taking out home equity lines to make payroll or taking out massive credit card debt to fund their businesses. I mean, this is a slippery slope. This is a slippery slope. So I strongly advise people to, you know, not forget about themselves and their own family's financial health as they're working to build their companies.
Today we are joined by Kimberly Klaus, an advisory board chair at Covestor, an online asset management platform that enables investors to automatically replicate the trading strategies of emerging and nimble established investment managers here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, what type of advisor is best suited to working with entrepreneurs?
Well, you know, it's a great question because a lot of the financial advice industry charges fees based on how many assets you have invested with them, right? So, you know, 1% is kind of a typical figure. But if you're an entrepreneur and you're starting out, that equation doesn't really work. So I recommend that rather than, you know, pay somebody based upon assets under management, that entrepreneurs work with fee-based financial planners. Somebody who charges by the hour, somebody who understands entrepreneurs. You know, ideally you'd be working with a fee-based financial planner who him or herself actually started a business as well, who gets it. And it's really important that those advisors be patient. That they be patient because, you know, when you're building a business, you're taking a longer term view and you really want that advisor to be taking a longer term view as well. Now, one bit of caution is that financial planning is often about being conservative, right? It's often about, okay, you know, each month set aside this percentage and pay off all your debt and, you know, that's just not realistic in the case of a lot of entrepreneurs. So, you know, you've got to be sure that that your financial advisor, your financial planner, really understands and respects your entrepreneurial spirit.
And what should entrepreneurs be cautious about when working with a financial planner?
Steady salaries and benefits, and, you know, we usually associate those with big companies, right? That's more attractive from a financial planning perspective, right? You know, sort of the steady path that creates wealth, that helps you accumulate wealth over time. But that's not really the fact pattern associated with being an entrepreneur. So, you know, these entrepreneurs take significant, you know, career, business, and financial risks in order to, you know, to build their businesses and, you know, have a chance at accumulating a lot of wealth. So sometimes, you know, traditional financial planning advice can be counter to that. So you want to be sure that that you articulate to your financial planner and advisor, you know, what your business goals are and how important this business is to you, and that it's not just a hobby, it's a business.
That makes a lot of sense. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Covestor online?
www.covestor.com.
Very good. Always good to have you. She is Kimberly Klaus, an advisory board chair at Covestor, an online asset management platform that enables investors to automatically replicate the trading strategies of emerging and nimble established investment managers. And the website, once again, is covestor.com. Kimberly, thanks so much for being with us here this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.